Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I hope you can hear me. Welcome to the Ron Rex Show. And we are waiting for Ron Rex to appear. I think we're going to put out a nanny alert on him. Or whatever that other thing is that they call for. Because Ron Rex appears to be running a little late. Oh, I want to thank you all for coming, and okay, we're going to have to find out where Ron is. Today that everyone had a good day, it was kind of chilly here, but I hope where you are, that it was a good day. It was still a beautiful day. So I'm happy about that. Okay, I have this article from Global Research in Canada, and I'm going to put the link in the chat room for you. One second. Okay, the police state wants. The FBI won Ashley Livingston's secure email service called Lavabit. The NSA and the rest of the security state couldn't get into it. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and efforts and effects. Excuse me, against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly descending the place to be searched. Describing, Lord, I don't need to read today. Describing the place to be searched.
No, you don't.
Hello, cuz.
Hey.
And the persons are things to be seized, the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. The founding document of the United States is inherently suspicious of a government's willingness to abuse its powers, a suspicion rooted in centuries of tyranny around the world. Even the U.S. government, as well as the state and local governments, have abused their powers from time to time since the country's beginning. So, well, cuz, what's happening in your world?
Nothing much right now. I just called in to see what was going on, what you were talking about, and is Ron on?
Well, this is open conversation. It's open topic, so you bring the topic.
Oh, open topic. Okay. I don't have one right now, but it'll come up. Where's Ron? Is he in?
No, I think he must be having technical difficulties.
Anybody on the line? Anybody on?
No.
Oh.
Oh, not yet.
Okay. No, I'm just here. Barry? Barry, you on?
No, not now. It's too early.
Mm-hmm.
But that night with Perry came on the show Friday, I believe that was. It was really good, and I enjoyed Perry's comments and, you know, everything that he added to the show.
Yeah, I was on. Shit, I stayed on there the whole time until Perry one off. It was nice to hear from you, you know. I'll call.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
But, oh, they captured those two murderers in Florida. They broke out of prison.
Yes, I saw that.
Now they interrogating them to find out, you know, who if they had any kind of... Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you hit something. You're all right.
Oh.
Yeah, they did an elaborate scheme of forging documents and cutting paper out to put it on. Oh, it was really, oh, God, it was really nice how they did it.
Yeah, I seen that where they had that just gone from all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, you ought to see the documents. The documents look like the judge released them and sent a paper to say the judge released them.
Yeah, well, I seen where they said now that they're going to check, you know, everyone who's been released, I guess now, they're going to check to see how, you know, now they have to go back and backtrack and everything. They said not just for Florida, but for every state. Because those guys even went and registered as sex offenders and everything.
Yeah. I mean, how these people know that, oh, boy, they had that little 15 minutes of fame because they sure did.
I think the guy said I think somebody in his family said he went to visit his grandmother and stuff like that. It looked like maybe a church.
His mother was speaking, and she told one of them to turn himself in. Because, see, they murders, you know, and the first thing them cops going to do is open season. And, you know, open season, even though they did kill somebody, but, the parents didn't want to see them shot to death, so. Well, they got caught without incident, so. You know, nobody got hurt along the way.
Yeah.
While they were on the loose, you know, they didn't. Like some people, they kill you while they're on the loose. But somebody had to participate with them, because how did they afford to stay in the hotel? How did they afford to get to Panama, Florida?
I don't know. Can you get out of jail? Do they get checks or anything like that for the amount of time that they've been in there? Because they weren't registered in nothing.
Yeah, but they were lifers, supposed to be lifers, but they fixed up the documents to make it seem like they had papers to leave.
Yeah, and it worked. So maybe they had money in, you know, in their accounts before they went in. You know, maybe in a bank account or something.
I don't know. They seem to think they had outside help.
Yeah, I mean, which they probably did. I wouldn't doubt it, but, you know, who's to say? I don't know.
Are you on a mobile phone or?
No, I need to. I'm on my cell phone. No, I hate these cell phones.
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait a delay or? Yeah. Well, I don't know. I haven't talked.
Oh, okay. Is it better now?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot better.
I haven't gone speaking, so I wouldn't have to put it up to my face.
Oh, yeah. That does get tiresome sometimes.
Well, it's just I just don't like cell phones.
Oh.
So, since I don't like cell phones, this one we have another caller.
Good.
You know, you
can't.
I can't ever just sneak in here and listen sometimes.
No, baby, you can't. You have to talk to me.
All right. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good evening, all.
Good evening. Hello,
Mr. Personality is here. There won't be a humdrum
show
when I'm around. But I don't know how much personality I get to show before internet, like, pulls the plug on me. But I wasn't trying to speak, but since I'm being forced. How is everybody?
Okay, Beasley.
Good.
I'm well, and yourself?
I'm good. I've had a wonderful day. You know, the weather's really nice. It's
not
too hot.
Right?
Northern California. Well, yeah. I go between both places. I'm in Northern California now.
Oh, okay.
And, no, there's a difference in the people and the whole vibe. I live two different lives. I live in one life there and one life here.
Oh.
But I like this life because this life I get to spend time alone.
Okay.
So what's the topic? And who else is on the line with us?
This is my cousin.
Cousin.
All right, you call into the Mr. Talk Show, don't you?
Is that me, Beasley?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have like you.
Yeah,
you know,
no, there's someone else. Oh, maybe that's Mr. Talk's cousin that he calls Cuz.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. Completely different people.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Excuse me?
Beasley, we were talking about the Florida people that, the Florida men that turned ourselves
the convicts, the escaped convicts. Man, they pulled a slick one, didn't they?
Yeah, they had, Beasley, do you think they had outside help?
They had to have outside help. I saw it on the news. I haven't given it a lot of thought. Of course they had to decide that. Someone arranged some paperwork where it had the judge's signature. Inside, outside, all
inside,
around.
Inside, outside, yeah.
It's somebody inside, and I would bet, and I don't know, you know, but my first instinct tells me is one of those guys had some woman somewhere. Or... some woman somewhere that they you know were romancing, because them dudes will play their way out of prison. You know what else got to lose? What else they got to lose? They may as well give
that's
it a shot.
Right. And they were there for life.
Or somebody might have got paid off.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell you let somebody with a life sentence just like let them walk out though.
Too
and I'm also surprised at this. Now, what the heck? They go through all this to escape, and they're just going to go ahead and surrender?
That's crazy. That's what I said, Beasley. They should have been out a lot longer than what they were.
Right. You're just going to get further away. Well, if they really had,
everything as sex offenders. Did you see that?
That they're
sex
offenders?
They want registered and everything.
Okay. I mean, but a sex offender can be anything from, you know, someone that was 19 that was dating a 16, 17-year-old girl, you know. Or it could be somebody that camps out in front of elementary schools and kidnaps kids. So, I mean, sex offender, there's a lot of latitude there to determine how really evil they are, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was talking about how bold they were to go to a police station knowing that they were escapees, and then they had to register as sex offenders.
Right.
I didn't know they did that. They did that while they were out?
That's
beyond crazy.
Yeah, that is beyond crazy. Both of them are lifers.
You know something? You couldn't. If I went through all that to make that move and I got free, you know, I don't think I would give up so easily.
No.
I think you'd have to carry me out. Maybe they don't mind living in prison.
They flashed their pictures.
You know what? You know, people would disagree, but it seems like whenever the criminal's black, they sure remind you of what they are. They sure put that picture up a lot.
Yes, they did. Yes, and I'll tell you what else they did. They put it on billboards. They put it on signs, you know, those neon signs. They put it on TV I don't know how many times. And that's what they said caught these people. They plastered their face all over the place. I mean, on the computer.
And you think they would have went their separate ways and they'd have been further away by now.
Yeah.
But I guess they actually thought that if they registered as, you know, sex offenders, I guess they actually thought that they wouldn't get found out. That they thought that the paperwork was real. Man, I would have got out of Dodge.
Uh-huh.
But I would never be in. But I would never be in the position. Hopefully, to ever be in that position where you know.
Well, I hope
I
no
would be
one
in prison,
would.
Prison for life. Well, I hope that. Well, if a bad guy does it.
You
never know what the future holds.
Yeah, that's you never know. Well, you know, I'll stay sane.
I mean, if somebody comes up and slaps you in your face and spits in your mouth, you got something right at that moment. You never know what you might do.
Oh, I'd probably slap him and spit it on back.
You would?
Oh, definitely. Or what? Yeah, I would.
Oh, Beasley, I didn't know you were so
you
wild.
In fact, if you, whichever one you did first, that'd probably be the last thing you got to do.
Oh, shit.
Because I'm not going to sit there with my hands in my pockets after you slap me or spit on me. You're
well, see, that's what I thought.
You're going to get some immediate response, but it doesn't have to be lethal. It doesn't have to be lethal. Well, you know.
You never know.
You never know. Well, I got a look about myself. People don't bother with me.
Oh.
I can put a little certain look on my face, and people don't bother me. It's not necessarily a mean look, and I'm not a little dude, so I ain't worried about that. It could happen, though. I ain't worried about that. But I tell you what, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just say that happens, and you react to the extreme, and they put you in prison for life. And 10 years from now, you're sitting here thinking, I could have just took that slap like a man.
That's right.
Walked away. Some of my pride and my ego would have died, but it sure beats being here in prison for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And see, that's what the news people said, a commentator said on TV about them guys. They said, how do you think these people were asking, how do you think these guys got away? Well, one guy got on there and he said, hey, look, these guys were lifers. They had plenty of time. Most people that have that time, they have time. They have time to think of elaborate schemes like that.
They're trying to think someone drew up some paperwork and some convincing paperwork and delivered it through the proper channels.
Yeah. So it was inside and outside
out. News.
That's what I watch.
More arrests expected after authorities captured two escaped Florida.
They didn't turn themselves in.
Yeah,
they were caught at the motel.
Yeah. There's more arrests expected. They're not that clever to pull that one off themselves. They were clever as can be because that had to be delivered through the proper channels.
Yeah, they were clever.
Yeah, it was inside up somewhere.
Saturday evening at a hotel in Panama City.
Yep.
Just a few hours after their family members held a news conference urging the men to turn themselves in. While the manhunt is over, there is still a lot that we do not know. I can tell you there will be more arrests. Florida Department of Law Enforcement Commissioner Gerald Bailey told a news conference Sunday. Bailey said authorities will be interviewing the two prisoners all day. We will be backtracking to those who helped carry out this fraud, and along the way, we will be looking closely at anyone who may have helped harbor these fugitives. Bailey said there is speculation that the men paid someone $8,000.
Okay,
there it goes.
Right,
I know it had
right.
to be. Yep, there's the money exchange.
A payoff for the sweetheart scam.
Well, how did they get $8,000, Beasley?
Oh, man, they can make money in there.
Oh.
I know guys who've been in jail. I know a guy in jail said he made more money in jail than he made on the streets.
Shit.
But he said he wasn't
sure. There's a payoff right there.
Yeah, guys.
What did they say about the $8,000? Who they paid who?
They're
going to find
sure
out soon.
There was a person that was inside the prison system. The documents themselves looked good. They looked official. Both men appeared in front of a judge Sunday and was being held without bond. Well, how would they have a bond if they were already supposed to be in jail and they escaped?
Right. Well, they're charging them with new crimes. They're going to put them deep underneath the jail right now.
Yeah, they are. They're going to put them in maximum and in the hole.
Supermax, right, for a long time.
Yep.
Now, I hope you know something. I don't root. I root for the bad guys sometimes, but I hope they don't rat out the people that helped them.
That's what I said, Beasley. I hope they don't do that.
Stand tall.
Yeah. I hope they
Soldier,
don't do that.
Soldier, you ain't getting out no way.
And that's what I'm saying. They don't have nothing to lose.
Yeah, well, you do got something to lose if you want to be in the hole or not be in the hole.
Yeah.
Or have your privileges. I wouldn't want to be down there in Florida, but it may as well be Mississippi.
Oh, God.
Now, let me ask you, are they accused of the same murder?
No.
Oh, they're separate. They're separate criminals. They're,
separate murder.
They got
yeah,
separate crime.
Crime.
They just can't became.
And they became
friends while they were in prison.
Okay.
You know, maybe they became friends then. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that goes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, they have the two prisoners have not been traveling together, but hooked up once word of the foreigners. Forges became public and traveled from Orlando to Panama City.
Panama City's the beach. I don't know if it's on the Atlantic Ocean side or the Gulf side.
I don't know. Well,
see, they lived hours away from where they were. So they had a lot of time to get that far. So they had help all the way around. They had help outside and inside.
The article says that the men were surprised when authorities finally knocked on their door. Knocked on the motel door. They were surprised.
Well, somebody told on them. I think I don't know. They're not saying because of, these guys.
Right.
Listen, y'all. The key piece of this was an individual or individuals that had made deposits into their canteen accounts at the prison.
Some women, they could have friends. They could have family members. They could have friends and associates out there. How long have they been in jail originally?
They didn't say how long.
The documents seemingly reduced their life sentences to 15 years. I guess they were there for at least 15
long enough.
Years.
They might have
Jenkins was found guilty of first-degree murder in the 1998 killing and botched robbery of Roscoe Pug, P-U-G-H, an Orlando man. It was Pug's family that contacted the prosecutor's office earlier this week and told them Jenkins had been released, setting off a manhunt.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead. I'll tell you something about that.
Okay. The prosecutor's office also discovered Walker had been mistakenly released. Walker was convicted of a second-degree murder in the 1999 Orange County slaying of 22-year-old Cedric Slater.
So they've both been in prison for a little while. They've both been in prison for 10, 12 years, 13 years.
Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah,
when the
birthday party at his home for Jenkins a few days later, but he never showed up.
They should have been a bit more organized.
Yeah, just a little bit more, and they would have been out a little longer than what they were. You know what? The prosecutor's office called the family because when a person's in jail like that, when they get released, the courts call
to let them know the family members might have testified against that guy.
Yep. They let them know. They usually let them know. Now, just like you remember Ronnie Hall, Anthony?
Yeah.
Ronnie Hall. Well, Greg, my brother, was... He wasn't a witness, but he knew about the murder, because he was a close. Yeah, he got killed. He got stabbed up there.
Yeah.
And I remember that. And every time that guy comes up, they call the family and they even notify. I think either they notify Greg or the family notifies him. I think the courts notify Greg too, because he was real close to Ronnie. Him and Ronnie played football, went to school together. But
about the guy that killed Ronnie.
Okay, so the courts.
That's what I say. I don't remember Ronnie killing anybody.
the courts have an obligation to contact families when a violent criminal is released from prison, even
yeah,
if it's
10
or 15 years later.
No,
he was up on the hill, up in Wilmington.
Oh, okay.
On the west side.
I was about to say, I don't remember.
Not far from St. Francis.
Because I don't know if something like that would have happened in Hunkerson. All right, now.
Ramble, ramble.
All
that's
now.
What the name of the game is. Okay, somebody's doing something. Do you fixing, you cooking? Washing dishes or doing something?
Well, I attended services all day.
Well, that's good.
Well,
I'm a faithful member. I'm
well,
a faithful
good.
Member of the Church of the NFL.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's a touchdown.
You take that back, me and millions of others.
Well, I watched it too, Beasley.
Hey, there was a couple of. Racing
better. Now, if somebody, are you allowed to have $8,000 on your books in prison? Can someone make a deposit that size?
In the feds, never mind. Let me stop.
Okay, Ray said yes. Wow.
Yeah, well,
I'm
an authority on this subject due to my status.
Oh, you already said you were playing with that. I didn't believe that from the beginning, so to me it didn't sound right, but I just left it alone. Look,
yeah,
I look at it. CTR folks are whoever they choose to be. You come on
right,
in.
Right, why can't I have a little fun?
Well,
made
you
it,
did.
Made it interesting.
Yeah.
People are really a trip, though. They find out you're free. They don't like you no more. They like you when you're all shackled up like Kunta Kinte.
Oh, they love you like that.
I still like you, Gumby.
Oh, cool.
That
cool.
Change. And you in the beginning.
I don't like
so, these. But these guys that got out of prison, now they were convicted.
He's a troll.
He's a troll. He be trolling.
They were convicted and got out.
Yeah.
So, you know, now, what's going to happen with the people that made up the documents and everything? Will they
get
life?
Oh, they're going to prison.
They're
going to get life, but they're going to get some years.
Yeah, They're going to get some time.
They're going to set an example for the next person that thinks about doing something like
you
this.
You better believe it.
Well, Allfax was here, and he left a comment. And he said, is this a false flag?
No.
And Ray said, you know, how could this be a false flag? Which I agree, you know, how could something like this be a false flag? Flag, Lord.
Put some oil on
Ray said they can bank as much as they feel the need, but their deposits over $11,000 are reported. And a spouse of the donator can add another $11,000. For a total of $22,000 to go unreported. Man, that's a lot to be in prison. I mean, is that for life? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess I've never been to prison, so I don't know what it costs to be there.
Oh, when'd you get out? Oh,
I
know what you mean. I've
never been to prison. Don't
what's
try
all
to
that
put me at
rattling that? In the background?
That's me. Excuse me.
Huh? Oh, that's how I basically. Go ahead and eat your food.
You can't tell what makes noise on the other end.
Oh.
I'm cleaning up over here.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, some spring cleaning in the middle of the fall. Or the beginning
of
the
nice
fall.
Oh, it must be nice over there. Well, you got the windows and door open?
Just the window.
Oh.
Just the window and the skylight. Get some fresh air going through here.
Oh,
beautiful day out. The trees are
early.
The trees are changing. I know you guys are used to it, but in Southern California, most of the trees are palm trees or trees that don't shed.
Yeah.
That's just something you guys are used to.
Well.
Yeah, it's
we're used
nice
to it.
Nice to look at. I noticed the leaves take a long time to fall off the trees, but they pop on there real quick.
I I just bagged up 5 bags of leaves earlier.
Okay. And there's still more in the tree, and they're going to come on down.
No, it's still more on the ground. There's in piles that I just didn't get.
Oh, that's nice, though. Beats being in prison in Florida for life.
Damn.
Yeah. But if they murdered someone, I mean, shouldn't they be there?
If they did it, that's where they belong.
Wait a minute, excuse me. Hello, Ray. Okay, maybe Ray's just listening. I'll leave your line open, Ray, and if you want to say something, then you can jump in. Oh, okay. No, thank you. Ray will be on in a moment. His mic is not working. His mic is not on. He's getting it fixed. See, and that way we can find out what's going on with Mr. Ron Ruff and his mic. Are you whistling, B?
Well, where's okay, he's not on. Ron's not on. Ron's having difficulty?
Well, he was having problems last night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you
and
see,
Ray was doing to get to do to fix his problem.
Well, did you see 60 Minutes had a thing of Vice President Dick Cheney when he was going through his heart problems. You know, he was in bad shape.
Assassination.
Well, he was afraid. Yeah, of cyber assassination.
He had
a pacemaker, and you know, one of the doctors to the cardiologist to get him a wireless one because the one he had wires on it. And they were afraid the hackers would get in there and shut it down.
And make the world a better place.
Oh.
Oh, my.
He personifies evil. That's the guy that's the guy that said, what's wrong with this economy, you know, after 9/11, you know, things were pretty stagnant. It was, you know, there wasn't a lot of business activity going on. After 9/11, he said the problem with this economy is people need to get out of these soup lines and get to work.
Yeah.
If that's not some insensitive, out-of-touch, elitist...
bullcrap.
Bovine excrement.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there.
Yeah, he
But let's take a minute and examine what all facts said, that was a false flag. Would they use a false flag? How could a false flag like that be of any help to anyone, even to the government? How could that be of any profit?
Right, what false flag?
If
the Florida inmate situation. The Florida inmate situation.
Hmm.
I'm sure he's asking you guys. I don't know. I don't see how,
That's the reason why I'm saying, you know, okay, if we examine it for a second, how could that be? You know, what would make that a reason for someone to think that it's a false flag? I mean, of course, everyone's entitled to think what they want to think.
Microwaves? It wasn't those microwaves, was it?
Well, okay, I guess they could have had that microwave thing going on with them. But then it still involves people that were on the inside and the outside.
That's
so
what I'm talking about. Those are
microwaves.
That's what I'm talking about.
That
the people on the outside got the microwave.
Oh, okay.
Make me some papers. And get me some release documents. Do it now. Never know. I don't think so, though.
I don't know either. That doesn't sound.
But I bet there'd be some people, I bet there'd be some people that would believe it around these parts if you were to say it.
Hooray, said, get him some tinfoil. I agree, Ray.
That's Atomic Ray?
Yes.
He was the nicest guy. He turned on me bad. He doesn't like me anymore. I have to find a way to live with it, though.
How come he can't stand you, Beasley?
I'll
leave Ray alone. I'm not
bothering Ray, and I'm not trying to get into some gossip, but cousin asked. Well, you know, I kind of kidded some people on the late night show that I was like an inmate in federal prison, that I was, you know, on my cell phone with my iPad and a widescreen television, and that I lived a pretty decent life, you know, and I was drinking Crown Royal, and somehow it slipped out after a few weeks. Some people really took that story to heart, but I was just joshing around, you know. Well, when Ray found out it wasn't true, and I'm not knocking them country boys, but them country boys are kind of gullible, because, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, man. Just some regular Gilligan Gomer Pyle types, you know.
I'm just telling you,
let him talk.
Well, you know, some of them country folks are kind of gullible, and they run into, you know, a city boy. And, you know, a city boy is going to, you know, he's just going to run some game on them just for the heck of it, you know. But don't nobody, shouldn't believe nothing anybody says. And you shouldn't get mad if you find out that, you know, I mean, I don't get it. But I understand. It's all good.
I'm sorry.
Beasley, you're leaving days of information you provided to discussions that made you That made your story like that.
But whatever. It's a story. It's a radio show. When you spend too much time on these shows and this becomes like your major outlet for socialization, that can happen. I have to protect it from happening to me. You know, you tend to take the stuff that goes on these shows as a little bit, you know, this is still internet-based.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. I have one more person. One person let in.
Uh-oh. I got my guard up.
Greetings, everyone. Sorry I'm late.
Sister Nagonia. I like Sister Nagonia. How are you, Sister Nagonia?
I'm good, Mr. Beasley. I don't want to interrupt y'all. I'll listen.
No. Go ahead. Please jump in. In fact, it's open topic tonight. But I want to ask you a question, though. When you were in Ghana, I guess you were in Accra or Kumasi, or where were you?
I was in Cape Coast, Ogwa.
You know, I told you I've been there as a child and spent a lot of time there. So the people around you, did they speak Fanti? Did they speak Twi? Or did they speak Ga?
Mostly Fanti.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you learn anything?
A little bit, but I forgot all I've lost because I've been back on this side longer than I was over there for 3.5 years. I came back in 2007, so I don't have anybody to speak any of it with, so I forgot all the greetings and everything that I learned.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, you got to speak it or lose it.
Use it or lose it.
Yeah. But y'all go on with your conversation. I just signed in because I was struggling with my computer, and you guys were talking about something else.
Not really. We were just talking about some something very insignificant.
Yeah, that train, Beasley. I know where you are.
That's right. It's cool. They say I'm a troll. I just tell them that's that train rolling on the bridge above me. You know, think what you want to.
Sergonia, we were talking about the men down in Florida that escaped from the prison there, but they had documentations that, you know, they're saying now, of course, were forged. But looking into their canteen accounts or whatever that's called. Is it canteen?
I'm not sure.
They call it their book, but I guess it's canteen. They could use it for canteen.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they had large deposits that were made in there, and the people in the prisons are saying that they paid somebody $8,000, but that's speculation, of course. But you figure they had to pay somebody.
Somebody
on the inside who can forge the records for him.
Right. Probably a court clerk.
Right.
Yeah, because they the only ones that had that kind of information to go past them, and with that kind of money, you know.
But that's not much money for how much time whoever's.
Yeah, they're gonna get time. Right off the street, right into the jail, right from the job, right into jail. Because they shaking them boys up real bad to get that information. Well, you know, who helped them? That's the topic underneath their pictures. Who helped you?
Look, listen, y'all. A week later, on October 8th, Walker was let out of the same prison when similar legitimate-looking documents duped prison officials. His mother, Lily Dancy, said the family thought their prayers had been answered when she got a call saying her son was being released. She called prison officials back to make sure it was actually happening. There wasn't time to pick him up, so prison officials took him to a bus station, gave him a ticket, as they would any other inmate, and sent him along.
Damn, that was slick.
Have they found him, or is he still at large?
No, well,
they caught him.
Both at the motel.
They just got caught a couple days ago.
That sure beats digging your way out of the Saturday night. Doesn't that beat digging your way through them thick concrete and brick walls with a spoon for like 15 years?
Absolutely.
Some paperwork.
Call your family and tell your family that you're coming home.
Man, it beats hopping over that fence and getting all cut up by the barbed wire and having to run through the swamp when the dog's chasing you. Man, I like that way better. Excuse me. Yeah, bus station,
and
please.
Yeah, 15 years. Wow. But, I mean, they even had to – look, they even gave you the bus ticket to go home? Darn.
But didn't they say they do all the prisoners that way? They give them a bus ticket?
Yeah, when they let you go.
I mean, look, you know they have to feel like, I know if I worked in the prison system and if I had anything to do with any of that, I would truly feel like the biggest fool knowing that, you know, I've been played like that. Isn't that the...
Yeah. Some of the prisons in Northern California, they give them an Amtrak ticket. And I've taken rides on the Amtrak, and you go upstairs a little area, and you see, like, some convict-looking dude, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I think I go back downstairs and sit.
They
look kind of rough up in here with tattoos on their face.
Mm.
Wow.
Do you know that that's man's most, that's, like, the thing that men fear the most? Is prison rape?
Yeah, I can believe that. I don't think any kind of rape would be comfortable, but...
Yeah, prison rape has to be kind of worse, particularly if you're a man. I mean, all rape is bad, but I don't know. How we get on this subject?
You brought that up. You brought that topic up, Beasley. Nobody said nothing about it.
It's my fault, but wow. Wow, it was the moment I feared. Do you remember that Slick Rick song? A long time ago, he had a song called It Was the Moment I Feared, and he talked about all the moments that he feared.
Yeah.
But that was one of them.
I never heard Slick Rick.
Oh, you're a woman of a certain age. You were alive during that time. Maybe you didn't want your children to hear that type of. Maybe you didn't want your children to hear Slick Rick.
Probably. What year was it?
That album came out in 1987, 88.
No,
88. That's when Slick Rick was popular.
Any circular music did.
He died, didn't he? Yeah, he died, didn't he?
No, Slick Rick's still alive.
No, Rick died. He died. Let me see.
Slick Rick's alive.
Yeah, I think
yeah,
you're
I'm talking about Slick Rick the rapper, Rick the Ruler.
Oh.
Now, Rick James died.
Yeah. He was a riot in himself.
Yeah, he was.
I don't know what he died of. He died kind of young.
He had all kind of drugs. He had all kind of drugs.
Oh, right. He was
no, I'm speculating. I don't know.
No, he had all kind of drugs in his system. He had a heart attack, I think.
Yeah, that's how George Harris was, in a heart attack. But you can have a heart attack after doing cocaine and stuff.
Right.
Well, yeah.
You know, especially after doing it for 35 years like he did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. It's Rick.
Well, it's sad, but we lost too many good ones to drug and alcohol abuse and stuff that, you know, were really great singers and everything. I mean, look, that's how we lost Marvin Gaye, in a sense, you know, because of his drug habit and his father killed him. But his father probably wouldn't have killed him had it not been his drug habit.
Right, that lead poisoning. That lead poisoning is dangerous too.
What, from the bullet?
Yeah.
I mean,
you know his.
Are you serious?
You know his father
didn't
serve any time for that.
No, he didn't. No, because
I know right where that house is.
Oh, do you?
My friend lived. Oh God, less than two blocks from that house. Big, beautiful house.
Yeah,
kind of
just,
in the hood.
Yo, were you trying to say something?
Oh, I was just going to say, yeah, he didn't serve any prison time, but boy, he just imagine what you would have to feel to have to do that to your own son.
Yeah.
Right.
And to live with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it does. And the father had a tumor too. He had a problem too.
He had some mental issues. He wasn't all there either.
Yeah.
Okay, he had a brain tumor.
So they declared him just sick, you know, mentally.
You know that was almost 30 years ago?
Really?
I think Marvin Gaye got killed on April 1st, 1984.
Mm.
Somebody could check it. I might be wrong. You know, and that speaks to how great an artist he was, because his music, it's been 30 years. And it's still... I'm sorry?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, his music, you know, 30 years later, his music is still, you listen to it, it still sounds very good and relevant. Particularly, you know, listen to the What's Going On album. You know, Mercy Me, The Ecology. He's talking about the exact same stuff that's going on today.
Now, look, let me tell y'all something. Sister Agonia, you already know. But you know the picture that Ron Rick has up, you know, for when you come in, you see the angel and the devil.
What is that a picture of?
Passport. That was from Marvin Gaye's album In Our Lifetime.
Hey, wow.
Okay.
Are you in the, where's that noise coming from? Are
not
you
me.
In the,
I was going to ask you the same thing. I heard it.
But I said, when you look at that, one night we had did a show on that where we were, you know, just talking about the album, you know, the album cover, and just the different things that you see in there.
Like the black and white checkered floor, that's Masonic.
Yeah, it is Masonic.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I like some of them older Marvin Gaye songs that are before my time. he made a full evolution as an artist. He did it all. He was really great. What's the song? You seem to hurt me more, and I wouldn't be doggone. I'd be long gone. I wish I could sing.
Yeah, I remember that song.
You know, we were doing a show. We were doing Mr. Talk shows the other day, and we were talking about love and love languages and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the different situations that came up, it just made me think of a song.
And I see you're still rolling, too. You have a wealth of knowledge and memory of music, and that's amazing.
Yeah, I just can't sing. I just
it's amazing.
Well, you know, music, you listen to music, it brings you right back to that time in your life.
It does.
Yep.
Right, I guess I just don't remember so well because I was busy raising little children. I didn't have time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it does. It just takes you right back to that time. I mean, you can actually feel it.
I can. You know, and most of the time it makes me smile.
Yeah. The good old days.
I think of something good.
Yep, you hear them old songs.
I think of something good.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing that?
It's interesting that you would talk about how Marvin Gaye's music is still
relevant, right? Powerful.
Yeah,
yeah.
Today, I was listening to Paul Hardcastle. I don't know if you're familiar with the jazz master.
Yeah.
And he has a song where he overlays his jazz with Marvin Gaye on the top. It was nice. And it was What's Going On top of the jazz background.
Oh.
You heard it?
I've heard similar things where jazz artists have taken his song.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard similar things, so I don't know that I've heard that exactly. I met somebody today.
Oh, good.
Not even really trying.
You mean a potential interest of yours?
You know, she's really smart.
Okay.
And she just struck up a conversation. I was at the little, there's a little beer bar, and I don't really dig the people that go there, but the hamburger is really good and it's inexpensive. I was going to get a hamburger and leave, but I sat down there having breakfast, and there was nobody there. I'm watching the football game, and she comes in and starts drinking beer, and she strikes up a conversation. And I tell her about Blog Talk Radio. I said,
well,
oh,
I'll be darned.
I'm like, you belong on Blog Talk Radio because you got opinions and you're smart, and you'll be able to discuss every little thing under the sun. Everything.
Did you invite her?
Huh? I gave her the information, and then I started sharing some of my views, and she, agrees. And she's local, so I gave her my card. We'll see what happens.
All right. Very good.
Yeah.
Good.
You got to keep on moving on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me. See, it wasn't me.
I was trying to find out where it was.
No, I know you're trying to find out who it is. But I just heard it say muted. I was like, I hope that noise keeps up so they don't think it's me.
Yes,
what are they doing? Cut it out.
Yeah, what's wrong with them?
They're like breathing into the phone.
Yeah, that's what I hear. See, that's what you probably can't hear too good.
Like, I can hear it real loud.
I can too.
Good.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You got anybody on the line?
Pardon me?
Anybody else on the line? You can call it in?
She'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out. Yeah, I got it.
That's some troll stuff right there.
Stupid stuff. Stupid.
Trolls do.
Yeah, be disruptive.
I had a discussion about race with this guy yesterday. Man, to hear these white men we discussed white supremacy 3 weeks ago, and he's stuck on it, and he has a couple of his friends, and they think that they're smart, but they have biases, but they don't admit to their biases. But it goes a little something like this, okay? How come white people can't start the white music awards, and they have the black music awards? and the NAACP and that, and I'm like, you know, paraphrasing, you know, look at history. Where it, mm-hmm. Perhaps if whites had been more inclusive instead of exclusive, there wouldn't have been a need for any of these other ethnicities to form their own award shows. And how much of these award shows really disturb you or bother your life? How are they affecting your life? But
well, the fact that they have black ones and white ones is affecting our life, because like Atomic Ray was talking about last night. You know, he was talking about how to solve the problems of this society, and I think about it all the time when I hear people say white people and black people. Now, I say it because I've been conditioned, but I'm becoming aware more and more. This is never going to be a nation of, you know, undivided until we are all, I hate to say the word Americans, because, you know, that term was coined by the conquerors, you know what I'm saying? But until we name ourselves and become like, you know, like people in South America, there's not black Cubans and white Cubans, there's just Cubans.
Yeah, well.
Until we get there, as long as we keep discussing everything in life about white people versus black people, and I hope you know it's only Western cultures where that exists, because other places it's not like that.
Well, In India, they have.
I'm going to bring someone else in with us, okay, y'all?
Pardon me?
313, your line is open.
I think that's Ottawa, I hope.
Oh, okay.
Greetings, how you all doing tonight?
Hey, there she is.
Hello.
Good.
We're real good.
Good.
But to hear them whine, and I've heard it before. I've heard it before where white men of privilege, guys that own businesses and property and come from families of wealth, or, you know, a lot of material goods, or really, really act like they're getting their rights infringed upon. And they really believe what they're saying.
Well, but they have select memory, though. That's what you're saying, right? They have they start history where it's convenient for them. They won't forget about it.
Oh, you hit one of the nails on the head, because
mm-hmm.
after I brought up the centuries and decades of exclusion and oppression,
mm-hmm.
they said, oh, wow, you can't talk about the past. I'm like, how could you not talk about the past to understand the future? No, these guys, and they were kind of well-meaning. So you know what the guy asked me 2 weeks ago?
What's that?
Not the guy giving the show, some guy that calls in. He said, is Tiger Woods or Uncle Tom? Out of the blue. And I was refusing to answer the question,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I just thought it was some meaningless, sideless sideshow,
yeah.
you know, you're lowering the frequency of this real quick. But then
mm-hmm.
the guy giving the show, he said, you know, perhaps you should learn just to answer those questions and see where the conversation goes. I said, you want to know something? You're right. So I told him, yeah, Tiger Woods is Uncle Tom. Because
they need to know the history of Uncle Tom instead of throwing it out there like it was a derogatory statement.
Right, because the real Uncle Tom in Harriet Beecher Stowe's novel, Uncle Tom's Cabin, if you ask me, he was brave and courageous. He put out his life.
He was a hero.
So other people can be blamed, exactly. But
mm-hmm.
using the term in the traditional sense, and I corrected him on that, I said, but using the term in the traditional wrong sense, Uncle Tom is a person of color or a black person that curries the favor of white people. That's what an Uncle Tom is, okay? Curry's the favorite white people. So
over and above their own people.
Over and above everything. They're just,
mm-hmm.
their goal in life is to please white people.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to do whatever they can to please white people.
For their own benefit.
Yes, well, yeah.
Let's go back and look at what happened in Egypt, or Kemet, okay, when it was the time of Kemet. Okay, Alexander came in and conquered Kemet, and even some of the queens in the royal house, the soldiers, you know, they had them as concubines, right?
Right.
So then you got what you have over there today, we know as the Arabs. That's how they came about, right? And the people that didn't go for the meltdown, or whatever you want to call it, in Kemet, left and went down in the Sudan, right?
Okay.
Because they wanted to stay who they were. Now, I have a saying, and I'm very well read and know the history, know my history, know who I am, proud of who I am. But I have a saying like this. okay, white folks ain't all going back to Europe, and we ain't all going back to Africa. So we're going to have to figure out what we're going to have to do to fix this problem. Because, first of all, the people in Europe are over there starting to try to raise up Nazism because they're fighting against immigrants that are over there in their countries, people that they colonized all over the world. Like, for instance, third generations of Jamaicans that are living in the U.K., they changed their laws in the U.K. to state that they're not automatic citizens of that country just because their family has been there for three generations. Did you know they changed the law in the U.K. about that?
I didn't know that, but I know that there's a lot of backlash in all of those countries. Particularly that were once colonial powers.
Yeah, and they actually changed the law. And I did a little research several years back and found out that they've been having that discussion in America for 5 years, only they call it the discussion of anchor babies, like people coming here from Mexico and they, you know, woman is pregnant, she has a baby here, so that means
right.
The baby becomes a citizen. And so they've been having that discussion here for about 5 years. They've been having that discussion. So we can expect that they'll change the laws here, too. And then when you think about the fact that, you know, we're not immigrants, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know how that'll affect us. But I say this. I wouldn't go so far as to say that. I wouldn't go so far as to say that because, I mean, you know, we weren't at the table when they wrote up the Constitution.
No, that's for sure.
You see?
And there are some that would roll things backwards if they could, believe me.
They're doing it now with the economy.
Yeah, well.
That's a rollback. They do it every 100 years. But I was saying that, you know, they don't want them back over in Europe because they've been living with us too long. I mean, I remember when I was growing up in high school, white girls didn't have butts, okay? They got big ones now.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, you do. See, I look at it like this. There is no pure race. As far as I'm concerned, there's no pure race unless you're living in the rainforest. And then we can't really say that for true because they're cutting down the trees real bad in the rainforest. And I'm quite sure some of them dudes cutting them trees down might have got to hold some of them little girls over there.
Well,
I don't believe there's no pure race. Do y'all think there's a pure race?
I do think there's a pure race, and I think there's one race, and it's the human race.
Okay, but you know what I'm saying.
Right,
pure white, pure black,
saying,
pure.
But I heard Mr. Solutions talk like this, and I was like, wow, that sounds smart. That sounds more smart, more scientific, and it kills everyone else's argument that's a race junkie and is talking about this stuff. And I need to hear him, maybe I need to hear him say it a couple of more times. But basically what he says is that race is a social construct. It's doesn't really exist, but it does exist. Scientifically, it doesn't exist because people are really the same, and we all come from the same root.
I agree. And there was a German named Blumenbach and several others that came up with the construct after they went around colonizing to justify all the bad things they had been doing
to
people.
Right.
That's why they came up with the concept. So since people believe it, that's why we can't never seem to move forward. Not that we should forget our history or anything like that, but the fact of the matter is, like I said, we're not all going back to Africa en masse, and they ain't all going back to Europe.
Oh,
so what we gonna
none
do?
Of you are going to Africa. Who are you kidding?
Say
well,
it again?
Sister Ngonya's been to Africa.
Wait. What did you say?
This
would
is Father Bologna. None of you are going to Africa.
Sister
excuse me.
Unless you're going
back
on a safari.
Go ahead
and
correct him.
I didn't hear what he was saying because more than one person was talking. I was trying to hear what
sorry.
He
he's talking over me. I don't know why he does that. None of you are going back to Africa.
Good evening, Jew. I did go back to Africa and lived there for 3.5 years. And
I know. I lived in Thailand. You're back here.
See, let me finish what I'm saying in response to what you're saying, please, if you would be so kind. There's over 5,000 of us from the diaspora over there building schools, homes, communities. There are many people in America that long to go back to Africa, to go back to their roots. The only
that's
reason they don't
thing.
Excuse me.
That's
they don't have
longing, but they're not going to go.
I'm saying they many
nobody.
Have already gone. What I was saying was we're not
he's
all going back
that.
Mass, all
very,
40 million of us. But there are many people going, gone, and still will be more going back. Getting us land over there over in the different countries where all we have to do is go and claim the land.
I
one
did
angry
not
Jew,
instill.
Would you say that Tiger Woods was an Uncle Tom?
I would say he's an Uncle Ty.
Uncle Ty, that's a good one.
So, Jew, what makes you think that people of African descent in America don't have any desire to go back to Africa? Why?
Well,
you
I hear a lot of people mouthing off about how it's so much better to live in Africa, but they've never been to Africa. Most of them
I've
have
been
never
to Africa.
Foot.
You have to get a bunch of shots to go there.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I did when I went in
1972. Well, but you didn't have to. Is the point I'm making? You
right.
You
He's
can
right
get a religious
that's a whole other discussion.
In the shot.
That's a whole other discussion.
I don't
discussion,
know,
but I got you.
Due
there,
respect.
Sister.
I'd rather get the shots than get typhus or typhoid or cholera.
Well, I know. I took
right.
the shot.
And I'm sure things have progressed in the past 40 years. Someone's on my other line. I'm going to call back in. Okay.
Okay.
All
Take
right.
Care,
there he goes.
So, okay,
point,
because you've talked to some
people
that
are not going to go.
Most people have already gone, Jew, and they're still going. There are groups of people that are working to get out of here and go over there and start fresh.
Very
okay, you're a Jew. Why do people go to Israel?
Why did I got to go to Israel? I had more fun
I didn't
in
ask why you had to go. I'm saying, why did your people want to go to Israel? Because they wanted to leave where they were and
Wait
start
a second,
something new.
Sister.
You have the same desire.
Well, my people.
Didn't you say you're a Jew, or is that just a game or something? Are you Jewish?
Well, I've also said I'm Father Bologna, haven't I?
Okay, well, I see you don't
but
want to have a serious conversation. I'll let somebody else talk.
What I
deal
am.
With. I'm trying to have a serious conversation because I like you, Jew.
You
I enjoy talking to you when you
so
talk
quickly.
Like you got some sense.
You don't get to dismiss me that quickly. Look,
yes, I
matter.
Do.
It doesn't matter
Hello?
Where I'm from or what religion I am. That doesn't
Good
dictate
evening.
What country. I went to Thailand. You want to know why I went to Thailand?
No, I wanted to know why. People who call themselves
chicken,
descent wanted to go and make a place in Israel for themselves. And I want to know why you don't think the people here don't have the same desire to be free of the oppression of other people telling them how to live their life. That's what I want to know.
Can I ask you a question?
No, I'm asking you a question.
Jew, can I ask you a question? What is your angle, Jew? What is your angle, Jew?
Well, I guess he's gone silent on us for now. Is this Jay?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing this evening?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people want to be free of other folks trying to tell them how to live. That's for sure.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you have that every day going on.
Oh, look at
We're
that.
We're not
I
all
got,
going
I
back, though. I know that. We're not all going back in mass.
What a surprise. I just got unmuted. When you were
Good.
Asking those questions, I was muted. I wonder why.
You must have muted yourself, Jew. What's
I'm
going on?
I'm not capable of muting myself. Well,
I think you are.
I can mute my own Skype, but I wasn't muted on my end. Now, why does it have to be because you're black that you go back to Africa? You telling me that there aren't better places in the world to live?
It's not about a better place. It's about going back to your ancestral heritage since we didn't come over here as immigrants. We were forced over here. So that's the difference. That's why.
Yeah,
Joe,
you have
up.
A choice. Wait a second. You have a choice. You can stay here, complain. You could go to Africa, but you could go somewhere else. You could go somewhere else that might be nicer.
Well, that's not what I was discussing. So I don't want to, you know, I'm not going.
So
you're trying to take the conversation somewhere else. I was asking you a direct question. Why you made the comment that you've talked to a lot of black people that talk about Africa, but that they're not going?
Well,
I want to know why you make that statement
them,
because they are going. Are many
Jensen.
Already gone and more
remember
one
him?
Have the
remember
resources.
Kayla?
Listen.
Remember Kayla, who never stepped foot in Africa, but knew
I don't know
that.
Anybody named Kayla.
Oh, he used to have a show. He was. He wanted to go back to Liberia because he
okay,
thought Liberia.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold it. Jew, we're not
Problem.
Doing BTR gossip.
That's not BTR gossip. That's
no,
a discussion. Sometimes you go a little too far into that.
BTR
gossip. But I'll tell you what. When you want to see the gossip, you're awful quick to, send that file to me. Oh, I didn't get a hold of that file. I'll tell you what.
Hey, did I get a hold of that file yet?
You're a bit of a hypocrite.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Jew. Let me find out. Someone else is talking. Let me see who it is.
Oh, yeah. Let's go find out someone else that's talking. All right. It's like... I'm sitting in my office. Oh, I have a fax coming in. Let me ignore you and read the fax.
What?
Now, what kind of nonsense is that? Very rude.
Because I thought somebody snuck on like you did.
I didn't snuck on anything. I called somebody, unmuted me. That's just the way it goes. Sometimes,
yes,
sometimes things just don't work out.
It's only three places in the United, the only three places outside of the United States that is paradise, where people are living great with very little crime or no crime. And, I mean,
where
you have to have money. You
what
have
places
to have money.
Were they? No,
well, you got Monaco. You got Monaco. You have Dubai. And you have Switzerland. There's very, very little crime there.
Thailand.
But you can enlighten me, because I don't know about the countries, and you could be 100% correct. I know that there is, but the thing is, you see, everything has its catch. If you go out there, I mean,
what's the catch in Thailand? What do you think the catch is in Thailand?
We're not Thai. We're about
well, neither am I.
Well, I think it's a little bit different. I mean, I don't know how it is. I've never been there.
Hold on a second. But Sister Nagonia, Father Bologna made a tie in Thailand.
Made a tie?
Yeah, I got one.
Had a baby?
Hey, come here, you little boy. Where are you from? Where were you born? Thank you. Yeah, made one in Thailand. Made in Thailand. And he's not a hard drive.
You got a Thailand Thai kid?
And he's not a hard drive.
That's wonderful, but see, that's not what we're talking about.
What are you talking about?
You know what we were talking about, but you're evading the issue.
But
you
am not Thai. Don't even speak the language.
Someone else in, okay?
I don't even speak the language.
Else in.
Oh, all right. If you must, facts. I don't speak the language.
Okay.
What's the problem?
Excuse
I live there
me for
fine.
A moment, too. 865, your line is open.
Yeah, 865. Just interrupt the conversation right in the middle. That's great. Thank you. Just
and
talk about
someone else on the
language,
line.
Jew.
Oh, maybe somebody else, but we were having a discussion, which you interrupted, Antoinette, Miss Moderator, who doesn't like gossip, but loves gossip when it's quiet, isn't it?
That's
so,
because you're
I don't
a girl,
speak Thai.
Jew?
I don't speak Thai. I
go
don't,
for the change. Iran
never
is calling
speak.
You.
I could curse in Thai. I knew how to use the numbers so I could know what to pay.
So let me. So you got a Thai wife that don't speak English. That's what you're telling me.
Now, this is an amazing leap of logic that I don't understand. I have a Thai wife. That's one way
don't
to make a Thai.
Don't try to explain something you don't understand, Jew.
I don't
We're
know
not listening.
Is, but I'm going to ignore. I have a Thai wife. But how did you come to the conclusion, the logical conclusion, that she doesn't speak English?
Oh, yeah. You know that for sure there, Jew.
Who is that?
That's Atomic Ray, I think.
I think that's somebody stupid.
Yeah, that's,
I have a wife.
No,
I think I know what my wife can speak and what she can't speak. I don't. I know you don't know what she can speak. So what do you mean that's
your wife?
How do you know if she speaks English or not?
How do I know you're married?
Exactly.
Because
you know, again, you came in the middle of the conversation, and I know you should go out of the middle of the conversation.
You really need.
Thank you so much, Antoinette, for bringing someone of such high caliber to the discussion. But back to Thailand.
I
didn't have to speak
the language.
I didn't have to speak the language to live in Thailand. I live quite well.
I don't even have to be listening to know what's coming.
I know. You should hang up right now. In fact, there's a bus coming at the bus stop in about 2 minutes. If you hurry, you'll catch it.
And you're
so back to you, Sister Nagonia. Where were we in our discussion when we were
Before we got to Thailand, we were discussing why people of African descent want to go back to Africa.
Yeah, why Africa?
That's what we were talking about, and then you start talking about Thailand. That's what happened.
But hold on a second. Do you have a kinship with Africa?
Absolutely.
Because of the color of your skin?
No. It has to
what
do with my ancestry.
What is it that ties you to Africa?
Pardon me?
What is it that ties you to Africa, and which part of Africa?
I don't know, because
we're very different.
Unfortunately, our descent was discontinued.
Nobody's disputing that, but where would you like to go in Africa? There's many different parts of Africa. I don't think you'd like to be in Djibouti, would you?
Well, you know what, Jew? It's funny to me how when people talk about Africa. They only want to talk about Africa that has trouble, which usually
comes.
Oh, excuse me, I didn't interrupt you. I didn't interrupt you.
Yeah, but I'm correcting you.
They want to talk about. They want to name off places where people are fighting, which has come about from outside forces.
Right.
There are a lot
but
of places on the continent of Africa where people live in neighborhoods that look, you know, just like American neighborhoods.
Nagonia, Father Bologna would never generalize. I never said Africa was all bad.
Well,
but
you implied it. You implied it when you brought up Djibouti and the way you asked the question.
It
was a loaded
question.
Listen, Jew, I'm going
to
tell you one more time. I like you a lot when you talk like a real person, but when you want to argue, I don't like you, and I don't want to argue.
I'm not even arguing with you. But there are good places in Africa, and I asked you, where would you like to go?
I lived in Ghana, West Africa. If I had the resources, I'd go back there.
Okay. And if you had lots of resources, where would you go?
I don't know where I'd go. I'd probably go lots
far
of places.
Away from you.
I would like to see the whole world.
Okay, but let's just take Africa as an example. Where in Africa would you go?
Other than Ghana?
Yeah.
Well, I'd probably go to Nigeria.
Okay. Why?
Okay, 314, you find it so.
Why? This will be another one that will jump in. So why Nigeria?
Shut up, Jew.
What do you know about Nigeria? Tell us.
Curiosity because...
Why? What's the talking about going on here tonight?
It's curiosity.
I like Bianchi. I don't like the other guy. The other guy's a pain in the ass. But what's great about Nigeria? Tell me.
I don't know because I haven't been there, but I've seen movies about Nigeria, so I'm curious about it. They have good places, and they have places that are undeveloped there, but they have cities, and so I'd like to see that.
Tell me about Ghana. What did you like about Ghana?
It was a peaceful life, and there was a lot of nature. I was about 15 minutes from the ocean, and in America, if you're not rich and white, you can't live 15 minutes from the ocean.
Oh, trust me.
Enjoyed that.
In Atlantic City, I could dispute that theory quickly. But in Ghana, what was your most favorite part of Ghana?
You mean favorite part such as what?
Well, it's his favorite thing
about
mass
or
about
my experience, or what do you mean more specifically?
What was the thing that if you had one thing to say about Ghana that you would... that you would tell me this is what makes Ghana great.
The people.
Okay, in what way?
For me, it was being able to learn from the difference in culture, to observe that since they don't have a lot of material things, to observe their humanity and how they interact with each other and how they are more... focused on relationships between human beings as opposed to stuff like we are, materialism over here.
How did you live there? In other words, did you live better than most people from Ghana?
I lived in what would be considered a working-class neighborhood. The house where I lived at was probably about 35 years old. It was a nice house. It had parquet floors. I could have lived high on the hog for like $700 a month, but I didn't want to do that. So I lived in this house. It was $166 a month. My water bill was $8. But right across the street in front of me was a house that looked like it had been built 20 years ago, but they ran out of money and they didn't get to finish it, so the people had to cook outside. They didn't have windows in their house. They didn't have doors.
How did you cook in your house?
I'm sorry?
Wait a minute.
How did you
Excuse
cook
me.
In your house?
Somebody
did you have a gas stove?
Antoinette's trying
Someone
to say something.
Antoinette's trying to interrupt a really good conversation.
You know what?
Did you have a gas
Jew.
Stove that you cooked on? How did you cook?
Jew. Someone
Antoinette.
Else
Antoinette.
Came in. Okay.
Yeah, someone else with nothing to add. I know.
You know what, Jew? The one thing about Ghana, you can go a whole month without seeing a white person.
Okay, I'll let him back on.
As long as you don't turn on the TV and look at CNN.
Well, in Thailand, you didn't see that many black people, but that's because in Asia they don't like black people. But
to tell the truth, but that is true,
you know
though.
You
can go a whole
Pianchi.
Month without seeing one.
Well, wait,
huh?
How do you know that's not true, Pianchi? In Thailand,
they
don't really
because my wife lives in Ghana.
No, I said in Thailand, not Ghana. You guys got to listen to me.
Oh, Thailand?
So back to Ghana.
There's a lot of black people in Thailand.
There's not a whole lot of them. There's very few. Back to your life in Ghana, Sister Nagonia. I'm interested. So, where did you get your food? Did you go to the open market?
Yeah, to the market.
So it was an open market in the field, right?
No, it's downtown, right down the street from Barclays Bank.
But it's a street market, or you went to a regular market?
Street market.
Okay. And the food was fresh? You went every day?
No, my housekeeper went every day.
You had a housekeeper?
I went once a week.
Right.
Hey, let me ask you a question then, Goni. Right across the street from Barclays Bank is
So you paid somebody,
Charter
you paid
Bank,
a native,
right?
Wait,
I can't
you
hear
paid
you
a
both
native
one
of
time.
Ghana. I know. You paid a native of Ghana as a housekeeper to keep the house clean and do errands, right?
Yeah, I created three jobs for three people in the community where I lived at, and I paid her 2.5 times the minimum wage.
Thing. I'm not pointing a finger at you saying that's a bad thing. It's exactly
it doesn't matter whether you do or not.
Oh, I'm just telling you. But I'm interested to hear what your life was in Ghana.
I'm sharing with you.
Because your life in Ghana was probably not that much different than my life in Thailand.
You're probably right.
And how many? And for $160, how many rooms? Was it a full house?
Full house, large living room, big plate glass sliding door in the front, beautiful stonework on the front.
But everything was open, right? It was mostly open air. You never closed the windows.
I never closed the shutters, but I had locked doors.
Well, right, but you had bars on the windows, I'm assuming. Is that right?
It had three bedrooms. It had two other rooms outside that were freestanding from the house, which they called boys' quarters, but I didn't have anybody that lived there.
Right.
The workers came and they, you know, would come in the morning and leave in the afternoon. I had a gardener, and then I had a driver.
Why didn't you drive yourself?
Because they drive crazy in Africa. I didn't have a driver's license for 10 years. I just recently, since I moved to Florida, got my driver's license back.
Hmm. Would you believe I'm still operating on my Thai license?
Yeah. You can do that.
Well, of course, it's valid.
I saw so many wrecks in Africa. That was one of the leading causes of death. I saw 18-wheelers turned over on the side of the road.
Oh, you see that in Thailand all the time. But what kind of car was your driver driving?
For 2 or 3 weeks before they could come get them up.
What kind of a car was your driver driving? Let me guess.
It was a taxi.
Oh, you had somebody. So you didn't own the car.
I paid him a monthly wage. When I called and needed to go someplace, he would drop his last customer and come get me and take me where he needed to go. So he was getting extra. Income from me monthly.
How about your cooking? Did you do that? Did you have somebody do it for you?
The lady that cleaned the house also cooked, and it was
so
wonderful.
So you led the same life that I led in Thailand.
Everything was from scratch. I mean, cabbage rolls, fresh from scratch. I had papaya growing in my backyard. I planted pineapples before I left, and I found out it takes 2 years for a pineapple to come to maturity. And all of us over here eating the pineapple that we get shipped in, we don't know what pineapple tastes like. Oh, my God. It was
so don't you find it difficult living in Florida? Again?
No, I don't.
Would you rather be back in Ghana?
Yeah, if I had money, I would like to have a house over there, and I'd like to come over here sometime and then go be over there sometime.
So
I never intended to leave here and never come back because my family's here.
Oh, I never intended to come back, but I had to come back. But what brought you back?
Excuse me, Jim.
I'm just on good questions there, Angela. You always interrupt on the good ones.
Excuse me.
Then you mute me for some reason.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a question from All Facts or a statement.
Yeah.
He
said that'll be a pertinent
question.
Father Bologna is tired of the Bologna.
Okay, two. All right, All Facts said that you spent American money. That's why you could have housekeepers.
Money's money. They're all facts.
Oh, I don't get it. If that's not a question, that sounds like a statement to me. I don't know what he's getting at. You go there, you take the currency that you have available to you, and you have to take it to the bank, and you have to get it turned into the currency that they have there, which is worth less than the dollar was at the time that I was over there.
Not anymore.
I know. When I was getting ready to go back, they weren't even taking the dollar in the Netherlands. They wouldn't take it. You have to go to the bank and change it to spend money in the airport in the Netherlands. And there was a couple of places they wouldn't take the dollar at one
when
time, right there around
Thailand. The exchange rate was 42 to a dollar. When I left Thailand, it was 30. Thank you to both George Bush and that scumbag Barack Obama, who destroyed the currency. Well, I guess we could blame Bill Clinton, too. He did get rid of Glass-Steagall, so he sent that currency on its downward spiral.
Mm-hmm.
However, OFAC seems to have a problem understanding that money is not a it's a concept, that one can take one currency and change it for another as long as people think that it's worth something, although it didn't work that much. Not our currency, anyway. And what difference does it make? We're just spreading the money around, spreading those Federal Reserve notes, which are becoming less and less, even as we speak.
Well, when I was there, I just transferred $500 a month. I lived off of $300, and I kept $200 in Barclays Bank in case of emergencies.
Now, what about
and
ATM machines?
Well,
did you
paid
take the money
people
out of
that worked
ATMs?
For me very well.
Those
How'd
ATM
you get your
machines
money
rip you off with the exchange.
No,
when
they
I
do
was
not.
In,
no,
when
no,
I was in
not,
Ghana,
not
when I was in Ghana with my mother, we would go
rate
to the market, and we would do it with, like, the secret money changers. And I remember taking American Express traveler checks, and they gave a far better rate.
Is that what you experienced in Ghana, Sister
Ngonya?
That's
one of the things. That's one of the things I experienced.
This is father. No, not you. I was asking Sister Ngonya. She lived there. Well, is that what you experienced?
I lived there too for a short period, but not as long.
Oh,
as
you
did.
For how long?
About 9 weeks.
That's
went
not
there for
living
dental
there.
Work.
That's an extended vacation.
Look, you don't define anything.
I created
you. I
you,
lived
I
there.
Set you out
when
on
I
the
lived there.
Community.
You did not
guess
create
I get
me.
To define.
Did not
I
create
I did
me.
So. Stop laughing. You
claiming
know.
Responsibility for
you
me.
You know
so,
it's so true. You're laughing.
That's
can't
so
why
to him.
To
I
you.
Am an independent. I'm an
well,
independent.
All right.
Being.
I pull the strings. Come on now.
There you
so,
go.
So, Sister Ngonya, was that the way? Is that what you found? Was the the ATMs didn't give a good exchange rate? Because in Thailand, that's your best rate.
I didn't. I had, what I would do was go to Barclays and have money transferred and then have it converted into the CDs. I went to the black market once, but so I didn't experience it enough to be able to speak to what Mr. Beasley is saying he experienced. I don't really know. I didn't want to end up in trouble, so I just went the way, you know, the legal way and dealt with the bank.
My
that's what I do.
On the black market.
My mom's a gangster. Yeah, she's
so
gangster.
So you
could
take dollars on the
nothing.
Black market and get more money than.
Yeah, you get a little bit more than the exchange rate.
I see.
But as the dollar, I do know that as the dollar was going down, I remember one time I went to the black market and they didn't want dollar bills at all. They only wanted five, tens, and up.
No, they don't even want that. Oh. They want the hundreds.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
However,
well,
I didn't know,
I wasn't sophisticated enough to know how to get over on that, so I just dealt with the bank crook.
If you look at the exchange rates at the banks, they'll give you a listing of what they're paying for whatever type of medium.
Yeah, I know how that works, but the problem was in Ghana, since they were dealing, I was dealing with Barclays Bank because the local Ghanaian bank had went out of business, so I had my account with Barclays, and so they would do some kind of thing where they would convert it from dollars to pounds and back. And so I thought, oh, no, this is too slick, you know.
See, we didn't have that problem in Thailand. In Thailand,
now
I would
you
just walk up to an ATM
money to chocolate.
And I would take the money out in Thai baht. And it was the best rate that there was. They call it the TT rate or the telephone transfer rate.
Mm.
What was
so
the, what
it was very easy. It was very
what was
easy.
The spread between the bid and the ask? Those banks generally charge a 3-5% hit, which is pretty.
No, there's no hit. In fact, it depends on your bank.
Right.
Different banks will gouge you with their ATM cards. Others will not.
3-5%. You're gonna take a hit.
No, it's not that high.
Eh, whatever it is, it's a hit.
I can tell you that money is taken out of my account every couple weeks in Thailand. I know what I get hit with.
Wow, that would be pretty nice. You know something, to live for $500 a month and have someone that came and cook and clean for you?
Well, I'll tell you what it cost me in Thailand to live.
What
I had a house.
You don't want to
I had a house for $500 a month.
Okay.
So for five, but Sister Ngonya was paying $166 a month.
That's right.
I had a five-bedroom house cost me $500 a month. My electric bill cost me about $150. Diesel for the truck cost me exactly the same as what it costs here. So there was really no difference once you translated it from liters into gallons and back into dollars again. It was the same
thing. Did you have a high-speed internet connection?
Yes, I had two of them.
So did I. I was one of 20 people in that city that had internet in the home.
Yeah, and you're lucky you were able to
pay for
your home.
They charged you a monthly fee to have the service, and they charged you for the time you were online.
Okay, but you still had it.
Yeah, I did. I had it so good that when I was in America and came back, they were charging me while I was gone.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But now, I think you asked me about, cooking. Asked about cooking. I had a cooker, and we used a big cylinder of propane gas.
Right. Sitting outside the
house
residence.
For 9 months with no refrigerator, only a plastic chair and a bed for 9 months while I saved up to buy my furniture to furnish the house. And so I learned how to live without a refrigerator. You just heat up the food every morning so it kills any bacteria that you, if you had any leftovers.
Oh, Thais don't do that. The Thais have what they call a magic cabinet.
Oh.
The magic cabinet has no refrigeration.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps the bugs and the flies from getting to the food. But they'll eat food the next day, and somehow they don't die. I would eat it. I'd die in a heartbeat.
The way they dealt with it in Ghana. You heat it up. First thing in the morning, you heat it. Put fire under it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
But you had the same setup that I did. I had a gas stove connected to propane out
mm-hmm.
the back. And you got your propane by some guy who on a motorcycle brought it to you, right?
No, we went. They had gas stations where they sold the propane cylinders at. And my driver would take me when it was time. But it lasted a long time.
Mm.
It would last quite a long time.
Let me just take a quick second here to answer Pianchi. I don't know why Pianchi's being purposely stupid and obtuse. But until you've been to Thailand, Pianchi, don't tell me what it's like. And don't tell me what I was doing there. I'll tell you exactly what I was doing there, but you don't have a clue.
You just tell me when you're going to go so I don't go.
Yeah, well, that's all right. They won't like you there anyway. I told you. You're black. I'm not.
Man, you know what I heard? They got the best food in all of Asia. Is that right?
Oh, is that right? Well, they've
like
got
Thai
good,
food.
They've
Thai
got very
delicious.
Good food.
I love Thai food.
You've never had Thai food, Beasley.
I have had Thai food. You don't
have
you
been
don't
to
tell
Thailand?
Me what I've had and haven't had.
Have you been to Thailand?
No, I haven't. But my
and you haven't eaten Thai food, sir.
I've been to Thai town in Los Angeles. I've had Thai food.
It's not
food.
The same thing. They don't cook with the same
Thai.
Vegetables. Look, Sister Nagonia.
Yong Kong. I've
Sister
had
Nagonia is going to back up Father Bologna when he tells you that the food that you have eaten in San Francisco or Los Angeles, I don't care where
that's
it
some good
is
some good
not,
Thai food in San Francisco.
You don't have the same vegetables and you don't have the same fruits available to you there that you do in Thailand or even in Ghana. Isn't that right?
My experience with the food was that, first of all, it's fresh. It doesn't have all the additives and stuff that we have to eat over here. Things don't last very long in Africa. I mean, like over here now, you can buy apples and tomatoes that don't break down for a month because they mess with it. Okay, but over there, I mean, you know, stuff is fresh, so it breaks down very fast.
But did you have rambutan? Did you have that fruit?
What? No, I never heard of that.
It looks like a hairy strawberry.
No, I don't recall seeing anything
like that.
I
don't recall seeing that. So you had different fruits.
That doesn't mean it wasn't there because I'm the type of person that, you know, I'm not adventurous when it comes to eating a lot of different kinds of stuff that I'm not familiar with. I'll try something new once in a while, but I'm pretty much stick
and
to what I
what did you eat in Ghana that was so close to what you're
Ghana and Thailand are only like probably 16,000 miles apart.
Yeah, we know
apart,
that.
So.
I created
right,
you. Stop
right,
stop interrupting.
Right. I'm just
the
trying to make it clear for those who don't know.
So, yeah, well, yeah, that's probably
no, they use a lot of rice and they make sauces, you
nuts.
Know, the rice.
Right, but what
and
did you
fufu.
Eat? What did you eat that you were used to eating in America in Ghana?
Rice.
And what with what?
Well, see, I was married to a Senegalese, so I was already accustomed to African food.
That's French West Africa, though.
And I'm assuming that
different.
African
they still
food
cook
is spicy.
The same in Ghana
right?
as they do in Senegal.
They use a lot of spices to cook.
Full is rice, and they make different sauces. Like they just call something
right. peanuts.
Like the name of the dish. Oh God, it was called mafi in Senegal, but they made the same kind of dish in Ghana, but they just called it something different.
Right, but
I didn't like the Ghanaian food too much. Besides for the chicken, and they made fufu. And they also ate something. Fufu is like a, It's from the gourd. It's from the cassava gourd. And they beat the heck out of it. And they turned it into like a...
Him. They called it foo-foo, and he went around saying, I'm eating foo-foo. They must have laughed at
no,
him.
No, I didn't really... I didn't care for it that much.
They
but
make that in Senegal, too, but I didn't eat foo-foo, and I didn't eat any meat or poultry or fish while I was living in Africa. That's the reason why I didn't get sick.
That chicken was pretty good. Those little chicken...
Wait. Why didn't you eat meat?
Because I'm mostly a vegetarian. I can't say that I'm a vegan 100%, but for the most part, most of my life, I've been a vegetarian.
Okay. So what if you were going to eat any meat or poultry, what would you eat?
I would maybe, if anything, no, it wouldn't be chicken. If anything, it would be fish.
Oh, I like
okay.
fish.
And you never had any fish in Ghana, really?
No, I didn't eat any meat, poultry, or fish while I was in Ghana at all, period.
Why no fish?
It's only vegetables and fruit.
Right, but why no fish?
Because I just didn't want to, because it was
sure,
too
it was fresh.
Fresh.
How can you be too fresh?
Well, I'm not a seafood connoisseur, and even my friend who just moved to Florida from up north in Chicago was telling me that she's going to have to readjust to fish because down here in Florida, when you get fresh fish, she said it's too fresh for her.
I don't understand that. How can it be too
I never
fresh?
Heard that one either.
Because they ship stuff all the way up north, and it's frozen. It's,
yeah.
And here, it's not. It comes. But I used to watch the trawlers sit out on the ocean for 3 months and fishing and taking all them people's fish, and they would be out there fishing with the nets and hardly get nothing.
In the Gulf of Guinea.
But I used to eat. I used to sit on the beach in Venezuela eating fresh fish. It's some of the best fish in the world.
Well, okay, you like fish. I just told you I'm mostly a vegetarian. Different palate, that's all.
Different
all right.
strokes for
Father,
different folks.
Father Bologna forgives you, Sister Gigante. Don't worry.
You forgive me.
I forgive you for your non-fish eating, yes.
Okay. You know, the biggest thing for me living in Ghana wasn't about food. It wasn't about – it was a spiritual experience because – it's like a different pace of life, and I had culture shock for the first year that I was there. I really
explain what was the biggest culture shock that you
no
had.
No TV.
What
it's called Africa.
What? Who said
explain TV? To me. Explain to me what you thought was the biggest culture shock.
Well, I didn't understand the people. I didn't understand their ways, and then I had
If she was out in the village,
I learned how arrogant people from American are, because I start self-reflecting. I mean, okay, their manner of doing business, for instance, you know. I mean, they're really desperate for you to buy something. They think you're rich, and they're real pushy, you know. And they want you to take, if they show you a pair of sandals, they think, oh, okay, take this one. Well, you know, here we're accustomed to having our choice and having our way.
And did they raise the price on you?
Oh yeah! Oh, until Lord. I was there for a while, and I had a vegetable lady. I had certain people that I dealt with after I was there for a while, and discovered that they were really ripping me off real bad, so bad. Finally, I had some conversations with some people, and I let them understand that I wouldn't be coming back anymore if they didn't start giving me fair price. Now, I expected I was going to pay more than the locals. That's just the way it is. You're not going to get the same price as the locals. And I didn't mind doing that, but I wasn't going to let them rip me off all the time. It
well,
hurt my feelings. It really did.
The way you handle
that. Sounds like Florida.
The way you handle that is let your housekeeper do the shopping.
No. You can't let your housekeeper do all the shopping because then you don't know when they're ripping you off either. You
well,
have to go shopping and learn what the market
is. You're going to get ripped off by somebody.
Well, you don't get ripped off by yourself when you go shopping because you learn how to shop. So I would go shopping and I would buy the big thing. She went and got fresh produce every day.
I
didn't give her the big thing to go shopping.
They say $5, they say $1.50. They'll say no. They'll say $4.95.
Bad troll. Bad troll, Beasley.
Excuse me.
Oh, she's gonna ruin it again.
Okay, well, yes, I am.
But Father Bologna forgives you. I forgive you there, Sister Antoinette.
Excuse me.
I forgive you your sins already before you even do it. Go ahead and sin.
Okay.
You've been pre-forgiven.
Lord, have mercy. Okay, y'all. We have 15 minutes left. I'm not going into overtime. So.
But it got so good when the All-Stars show up.
I know, but I'm sorry, and I'm.
We started also. We started also dull. That's all I understand. Did you cook today?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Oh,
my son came and cooked for me.
That's nice.
My oldest son.
Oh, that was nice.
I was hurting. Look, it's something simple. He just went in the kitchen and made me grilled cheese, and I was happy.
Oh, sorry. Well,
you know, I was hurting.
If you ever came out here during the fall on Sunday, I'd really cook for you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. But let me close out.
Yeah, it has to be better than... Go ahead.
Let me close out the show, y'all. Sister Argonia, 813, you want to give a closing statement?
Oh, I don't know. I just hope, you know, didn't bore people to death talking about my experience.
No, pretty interesting.
Yes, I thought it was.
Mm-hmm. That's all. Okay. And I want to tell Jew, stop being mean to me because I like the Jew.
Okay, I'm going to let him come on and make his statement now.
Oh, listen to that. Oh, that was very Christian of you, Antoinette, to unmute me.
Okay, come on, look, you only got a minute.
Now, how am I being mean to you, Sister Nagonia, as Father Bologna?
Well, you sometimes you're antagonistic.
No, I'm just direct.
I'm direct
to you at all.
I can appreciate directness, but, you know, it feels that way to me.
I was genuinely interested in your life in Ghana, much more.
No, Jew. I was enjoying that dialogue. I'm talking about sometimes, you know, you kind of you come at me sideways.
Well,
that's what I meant.
Yeah, I'm Father Good.
Let's just share that.
You shouldn't take it personally. Yeah, does it with everyone.
However, I was. I thought that particular line of discussion was much more interesting than a lot of things I hear.
I wasn't talking about that. I was just picking at you, letting you know. I want to get in your head because I know you got a lot of information. We speak the same language on some issues, you know, about sovereignty and all that. And I want you to stop playing because I want to know what you know. That's why I said that.
Oh, well, all you got to do is ask.
Well, that's what I'm doing now. But we don't have time because you got 1 minute.
And Antoinette is a chronic interrupter. Okay. We forgive her sins.
I bet you guys would make the cutest kids.
All right.
Imagine they would be smart and they would be really cute.
Lovely.
He already has a Thai wife. He don't want no African wife.
How do you know? I never said
I don't.
I just said you guys would make kids. I wasn't trying to get you guys married. Just maybe. I wasn't trying to do all that. I was just
with my life. But I was
you guys. You want to make it
around the world? Not around, not no black. So anyway, we shall pick this discussion up, I'm sure, at a later date. Listen to Antoinette having a fit. You're having what's called a conniption.
We're going to send Father Begonia,
Father
his name is, to Macedonia. We're
going
to send his ass to Macedonia.
Okay, 865. Do you have a closing statement? Going once?
Yeah.
Going twice?
Yeah, I got it. I just didn't want to bring up his name. Going back to that prison conversation, it was a great conversation of how the outside world touches that place. Because it doesn't matter what you do. When you go on the inside, it becomes two worlds. And you've got to really, really, really hold true to those people coming out of there, you know. And when they run like that, it happens a lot, Ant. Here in Tennessee, they run all the time. Them white boys jump that fence and haul ass.
Now I understand you better.
No, you don't understand shit, CB.
Oh, I do.
Okay, gentlemen.
Is 865, is that area code like Swampfoot?
Damn.
Is that Swampfoot, Tennessee?
No,
I don't know. Look, come on now.
It's a secret city, BB.
All right.
Okay, we have to move along, gentlemen. 443, do you have a closing statement?
Yeah, I think I'll keep a closing statement. It was a good show. I was listening to y'all, watching the football game, listening to you guys about Africa. And then I had another discussion. But I understand people want to go back to Africa. You know, they had a story with these college students. From Howard, years ago, they went to Africa, They said they weren't going back to the motherland. They hate this country. They threw all their passports in the sea. 3 days later, they were in the sea trying to get their passport to come back over here. You have more people coming over to America than going over to Africa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the only thing I have to say is that if you really, really, really can't stand this democracy in society, if you really, really want to go back to Africa, because I have a problem with dual citizenship, and they say, you know, the Jews have dual citizenship, but I hear these people saying we need to reclaim Africa, but the same people that are saying they want to go back home, rebuild Africa, none of them will never renounce, once they go to Africa, they will never go to an embassy and renounce themselves as American citizens and stay in Africa. They always want
to
benefit. No, I know that. I know, but the majority, 99.99% of
the majority of people don't even ever go over to
Africa. This is my closing statement, Beasley. This is
my
closing statement.
My bad, excuse me.
What I'm just trying to make a point is that not, if you can see, most of them still want to hold on to that American citizenship. Why? Because there has to be some benefit of being an American. It has to be. Despite of all of the American politics, they never want to renounce themselves. So that's all I want to say. You guys have a nice one.
Okay, thank you. 313. Area code 313. 313, Sister Agonia?
Yes, ma'am.
I believe 313 is your friend.
Yeah, that's Ottawa, Sister Ottawa.
She's in Detroit.
Okay.
She says she told me to tell you she'd be trying to stay awake, but sometimes she falls asleep by closing statements. She might be asleep if she's not saying anything.
It happens. Sometimes the show's not that exciting. It'll put you to sleep. It happens.
Okay, y'all.
I don't think I could go to Thailand or Ghana for an extended period of time. I'm really fond of my refrigerator. And I didn't know that they didn't
we
have
refrigeration in Thailand.
Okay, because I'm really fond of my
refrigerator
and
refrigeration
air conditioning. I don't like it too hot.
Why do you
think
my electric bill was $150 a month?
Because you didn't want to burn up over there.
Damn right. I had my bedroom air conditioner never turned off.
Man, I like it cool, man. I like it cool. When it gets hot out here, I have
I had it so cool, Beasley, your nipples would be hard.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Well,
I'm sorry. Was that too much information for you, Miss Antoinette?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
The thought of Beasley's nipples put you all a quarter?
Can I make my statement?
Yes.
Before you do that, can I say something?
Yes. I'm sorry, hon. I didn't see you.
Who was that?
Identify yourself.
Oh, it's Cynthia the know-it-all. Yeah, let's hear from Cynthia.
Okay,
she knows.
Let her make her statement.
Meet him.
No, I actually just came on, but I guess you're not going
to
do overtime.
Talk about.
Go ahead, Cynthia. I'm sorry. No, I was asking, so you're not going to do overtime, I guess?
No, I'm not. No. I'm shutting it down.
But there's always someplace else to go.
Yes.
Or try us back again later, tomorrow.
Right. Well, there's always someplace else to go now. I'm sorry. I'm going
to
go out and get something done.
Terry hasn't been on for the last 3 nights.
Go to another show, are you?
I can't understand you, Ray. Take the damn marbles out of your mouth.
Okay, y'all. Look, wait a minute.
You're going to another show.
He's picking on me, Antoinette. And I don't want to have to unload on him.
Gentlemen.
Well, if I could let Allfax get away with the little statement he made, you can let this guy get away with the one he's making.
Allfax is a friend of mine, though.
Well, he ain't no friend of mine. He's always attacking me.
Yeah, it happens like that. Me and you are cool. It's all right.
He hates children.
That's right.
You have a closing statement?
No, because I just enjoyed the show tonight, and we got to contain Beasley because Beasley's going to get loose.
I'm trying to contain myself, but, you know, I'm trying to contain myself, but that guy keeps picking on me.
Oh, well, get him. Get him.
No.
You did get him now. Let's give peace a chance. Let's give peace a chance.
Well, all facts be Axel.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Can you put the Jew on so we can ask him what show he goes to next? Because.
Okay, yes, I'm putting Jew on now.
Just so we know what show to go to next.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay. Let me close out. Let me make my closing statement.
Yes, ma'am.
And then we'll let it go for the 5 minutes. But I'd like to thank everyone for coming to the Ron Rex Show. And let me finish, Jew. And we will be back tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Hopefully y'all will join us, and hopefully we will have Ron with us also. So I'd like to thank y'all, and I will see y'all tomorrow. And, okay, Jew, go on and make your statement.
I'm done.
Oh.
I would like to make a statement.
Oh, yeah, do it.
Yeah, here. Where were you at, Jay? Okay, honey.
Okay, my statement is peace, everybody. Have a good evening, and don't fight. Love one another.
Aww.
Eat African food, any kind of food, don't matter. And really, if you go to Africa, I mean, you can go to one part of Africa, but there's a lot of places in Africa that is very beautiful, and you have a good time. Don't just, like, Ghana or any other, you know, you can't just go to one spot. Africa is very good.
That's why I asked the question about where in Africa is good.
Right. Africa is very big, and there's a lot of beautiful places, you know what I mean, that we could go and have a great time.
What about Lake Tahoe? Lake Tahoe's nice, too. Safer than Nigeria, but...
Okay.
Now I like to take risks.
I've taken enough risks in my lifetime, but I might take some more, but I've taken enough. I don't want to play the odds too much.
Hey, Beasley, you want to hear something funny?
Sure.
You're going to get a real kick out of this. So will everybody else.
Okay.
You can't see in the chat room. You got Round Brown Beasley. I think that was you. And
Round Brown also, Beasley?
Round Brown Beasley.
It's not me, but go ahead.
I have no doubt. And now there's a Not the One Angry Jew in there. And
hey.
Check this out. No, check this out. It gets even better. Here's the funny part. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Not the One Angry Jew goes back to a profile named Michael Park, also known as our friend Michael Hood. However, the Round Brown Beasley just took the name Michael Hood 745, and he wishes the Michael Hood 745 that used to be Michael Hood 745 a really lot of good luck to try and get that name back. Because now he's stuck with Not the One Angry Jew. Because he's never going back to Michael Hood 745 because I got it. And you'll never get it back again.
Oh,
now,
God.
Jump up and down, scream and yell, Michael Hood. I can't wait to hear you.
I'm going to kill you, Jew. I'm outside of your house, you bastard. You son of a bitch. I got a machine gun, Jew. I'm going to get you, Jew. I'm outside of your house.
Sorry.
Okay. I couldn't help it.
Good night, folks. Thanks for coming. And
I'm going to kill you. I'm going to string you up. Give me my name back. That's my name.
Oh, that
I
name
want
is,
my name back, Jew.
That name is going
it's
down.
I want my name. You don't fuck
no
with
more.
My name. I'm warning you, Jew. Don't fuck with my name.
Michael Hood,
my name is
Nat Cassius
Clay.
Correctly is no more.
You're a troll.
My
name is Nat Cassius Clay.
Is the Perry still show? Is the Perry still show on?
Michael Hood 745 will be there, but
God.
Okay, good night, folks.
See, that's
all
what
right,
happens.
Good night, good night.
It's dopey to take somebody's name without doing another account. How dumb is that?
Wow. I would rather watch the basketball wives of the Kardashians.
No. Wait till you hear the next show that Michael